Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Amarcha Yayin Lachaveroi. Someone sells wine to his friend, the Hechmitz, and it turned into vinegar. Not like in the previous Mishnah, it started to taste off. This is vinegar. There's wine and there's vinegar. Now, vinegar has use, but you don't drink it like wine. For all practical purposes, it's no longer wine. It's spoiled. So maybe you'll put a drop in your salad, but you're not going to use it to drink l'chaim with. Ein echayv b'chriyosa. The seller is not responsible to pay for it. And this is true even if the buyer said, I want to use it for cooking, which, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, that means you use it very slowly. It has to last longer. But wait a second. Didn't we also say in the previous Mishnah that if a mamish turns into vinegar, it is a mekach atois? So Batanura explains, we're talking about where the buyer poured the wine into his own jugs when he bought it. Sometimes if the jugs aren't perfectly clean, it's going to accelerate the process of the wine turning into vinegar. So the seller can say, I know it turned into vinegar, but that was because you poured it into your jugs. Maybe your jugs were the problem. Why should I have to replace it? Now, if he didn't pour it over into his own jugs, but it stayed in the kalem of the moicher of the seller, then the buyer can say, here, take back your wine and your jug, and please refund the money. I, the moicher, is going to taina, but you shouldn't have left it in the jug so long. I thought you're going to drink it right away. And over here, the buyer's going to say, I told you, I use it for cooking only a little bit at a time. You knew I'm not going to use it right away. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Ve'im Yidua. If it's known, Sheyeinoy Machmitz, that this wine cellar has wine, but you got to drink it right away, because it turns very quickly into vinegar. So Hareza Mekachtas. Then it is a Mekachtas. Because the seller should have told him, look, I have a problem with my wine. It turns into vinegar very quickly. And you're telling me you want to use it for cooking, so there's going to be a problem here. And because the seller didn't say that, knowing there's a problem with his wine, therefore it's considered a mekachtas and he has to refund it. Now, if the buyer didn't say that he's buying it for cooking, then even in this case, it's not a mekachtas because the seller can say, look, you should have drank it right away. When I sold it to you, it was good. Zakta Mishnah, the im amalei, but if the seller says to him, Yayin mevosam ani meichalach, I am selling you a geschmacka special wine. It has a flavor. The nature of that type of a flavor wine is that it lasts until Shavuos. Afterwards, the heat has an effect on it. Lamaisa, it didn't last until Shavuos. So Chayiv, he is obligated to provide him wine that is going to keep out to Atzeres until Shavuos. The Yashin, if the seller said, I'm selling you old wine, Zakta Mishnah Michel Eshtakat. He has to give him wine that's from last year, from last season. The season begins with the grape harvest, Sukkot time. In other words, it has to be over a year old. And the wine has to stay fresh until the end of the current season. Umiyushan, if he doesn't just say, I'm giving you old wine, he's saying real old, aged wine. Then Michel Shalashan, he has to give him wine from 2 seasons ago. In other words, 2 seasons ago, which will be 3 years old by the end of this season. You have to realize old orange juice is not a mila. But old wine, when it's preserved properly, gets better and better. That's why Yosef HaTzadik sent to Yaakov old wine. Chazal tell us that Zakenim, older people, enjoy old wine. So the Mefarshim say, when wine is preserved properly, it gets better and better as it gets older and older. If it's not preserved properly, we see it turns into vinegar. So that was like a covet to Yaakov Avinu. Because a Talmud Chacham, who learns Torah throughout his life, he preserves himself properly. The older he gets, the more chashev he gets. Whereas a person who wastes his life, it's not that way. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. Someone sells wine to a friend and it turns into vinegar. But the buyer poured it into his own kalem. The seller is not responsible for it. The seller can say, look, maybe there was something wrong with your kalem. It wasn't clean. That's why it happened. If the seller knows that his wine turns into vinegar quicker than other wines, then he has to tell him. Because L'maisa, the buyer said he's using it for cooking. So if he didn't tell him, it's a mekach tais. If someone says, I'm selling you not just wine, but yayin mevusim, a special flavored wine, that usually lasts until Shavuos. So that's the kind of wine that he has to have. If it doesn't last till Shavuos, he has to replace it. If he tells him it's old wine, it has to be from last season. If he tells him, I'm selling you miyushan, aged wine, then it has to be from 2 seasons ago, which by the end of the current season would be 3 years old.